Welcome to Synergy Practices Podcast.
Synergy Practices Podcast, powered by Army Corps Incorporated. We're here in our edition where we're doing our case study back in Centerville, Virginia, Sasha, on the 3,000 square foot of a dental practice that we're building. We were here back about a month ago. Today is November 10th.
Almost a month. Yeah. For the day.
The last time we visited was what? October 11th?
October 11th, yeah.
That's right. So a month, as you see, we're now here. Last time we witnessed the demo was done, and we walked through a clear space. Today here, walking through and seeing what we're seeing. Permits on the spot, just like any construction should have. As we walk in here,
it'll be exciting to see just how much progress can be completed in 1 month. A lot of people say, what happens in the 3 months of construction, 3 to 5 months of construction? So this would be a good opportunity to see just how much can be done in like 1 month.
On a time frame. As you can see, we got framing up in this situation. All the rough-ins are completed. I'm told we're installing drywall. Today's Friday. I'm told we're installing drywall beginning of next week, Monday, Sasha. As you can see, all the roughing has been completed. We got the electrical boxes for the plugs all set. Even the low voltage guy has installed the drops for the IT and the internet.
Your data drops, that for your computers and all that fun stuff. And these are the power plugs, which is what Art's pointing out to you guys here. Roughing is a term that Art used. Do you want to elaborate on exactly what a rough-in is, Art?
Rough-in are all the back-end stuff that goes inside. In this case, we're talking about the wall rough-in. So anything that's in the wall that gives us the inspections to move forward and close the drywall. So once we close the drywall, as you can see, I'm standing right where the checkout would be with the client. We entered in from the waiting room into the checkout. This is where, once we come back and look at the finished product, this is where the reception counter will be as I'm standing. And then as we walk through, you're going to see through the hallway into the operatories. And this is again, roughing condition, ready for installation of drywall.
Yeah, what you guys are seeing here are, these are called studs, metal studs. A lot of you have probably seen wood studs in your home. That's not to say you can't have wood studs in commercial, but it's just more traditional to have metal studs and
in a commercial building.
Again, I want to clarify, does that mean you cannot have wood studs? It depends on the construction type, but it's just much more common to see the metal studs, what you're seeing here.
So the way the process works, you start with the ground, which last week we experienced when we looked at the chalk through and the demo. Then you move into the walls. Once these walls are closed, we move into the ceiling. Same thing we did in the walls. We have to now finish the ceiling, get the ceiling inspection, and start closing the ceiling. That's when we're getting closer and closer to more of the final inspections.
Yeah, let's head this way. Let's look at a framed out operatory, and we'll give you guys an opportunity to see what the doctor went through when they did their walkthrough. This is a very large practice, so it's got a ton of ops. We can use anyone. Let's use these, Art. These are perfect.
Yeah. These are two ops with a T-wall in the middle. It's more of the hygiene ops is what the doctor's going to call. He's going to have a 12 o'clock cabinet here. The chair is going to be facing this way. And the second chair will be right over there facing that way as well. And one cabinet will go right here. Separating the two hygiene rooms from one another.
Yeah, exactly. So what the doctor got a chance to do, you can kind of see him on the floor here. These are the chalk lines. They give you an idea of where the cabinets are going to fall. What the doctor had the opportunity to do, and we're hoping that you guys are going to get the opportunity right now, is they get to walk in and finally get to see, and they get to kind of get a feel for, do I have enough room if I'm right-handed, or maybe it's a little bit tighter on my assistant side. And adjustments can be made at that time. So this is almost the final step before it's too late. Wouldn't you say, before the wall closings?
Well, so the earlier you find out what something's off, the better it is.
Always.
Right. This is a closed op when we come on this side. As you can see, even on the floor, the way we work is everything is, as Sasha mentioned, chalked through. You can see it says HYG1 there on the floor. That means HYG1. Over there is HYG2. When you come here, this is what we're calling our first operatory one. We can bring the camera right this way. We're going to see operatory one is where we're standing. Operatory one is going to be facing towards the windows again with the chairs. As you can see, the plug with the chair, the box here is where the suction and air are going to go. And then we're going to have cabinets right here on the back side. So, you know, so that the chair looks towards the light.
Yeah, the layout. If I'm the patient, this is what I would be looking at. Art mentioned this plug at the bottom base of the chair here. That is a very important piece. Proper planning will ensure that you don't have a huge cable sticking out of your bottom of your chair. This way, what we do, what a good contractor or any capable contractors do, is work with the equipment provider to make sure that the location is in an ideal location for the make and model of the dental chair that's being provided.
All sized and pre-chalked, pre-looked at multiple different times. What I like to do is just have the camera go around and can see. Like I said, at this time, we're concentrating on the framework and the groundwork. Nothing in the ceiling yet. And as you can see from a time frame standpoint, exactly 4 weeks from the last time we were here, your wall roughing is complete.
As you guys can see, a lot happens in a month. Today is November 11th. Next time we come back here, we're going to see some drywall closing, some ceiling action. For all you listeners out there that are only listening to the podcast on Spotify, Google, or Apple, these videos will also be available on YouTube if you want to actually see the office and watch this progress develop. So check us out on future podcasts, and thanks for joining us.